Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where every ordinary road hides a turn you weren't meant to take. Tonight's story begins on a quiet stretch of highway, where a lone traveler picks up someone he shouldn't have. A story about memory, guilt, and the strange ways the past catches a ride. This is The Passenger Seat. The night was soaked in rain. Daniel Price had been driving for nearly 4 hours, his hands stiff from the cold steering wheel, eyes burning from the endless darkness of the highway. He'd left his sister's place later than planned, hoping to reach home before dawn. The road was long, the radio silent, the wipers keeping a slow, hypnotic rhythm. He yawned, rolled down the window for air, and let the wet wind slap him awake. Beyond the glass, the countryside was a blur, fields, telephone poles, and the occasional shimmer of water pooling on the asphalt. Then, in the beam of his headlights, something moved. A figure. Standing alone at the edge of the road. Daniel's heart jolted. He eased his foot off the gas, squinting through the rain. It was a woman, barefoot, dressed in a pale gown that clung to her from the rain. Her hair was long and dark, plastered to her face. She looked lost. He slowed to a crawl. When he rolled down the window, his voice was cautious. "Hey, are you okay?" She turned toward him. Her eyes were wide, uncertain. "My car broke down," she said softly. "I just need to get home." Daniel hesitated. He'd heard every horror story about hitchhikers. But the rain was pouring harder now, and she looked young, frightened. "Where do you live?" he asked. "Just past the old bridge," she said, pointing down the highway. He sighed, unlocked the door. "Hop in." She climbed in silently, clutching her arms for warmth. The smell of rain and salt water filled the car. Daniel offered her his jacket, and she smiled faintly as she draped it over her shoulders. For a while, neither spoke. The sound of rain against the car filled the silence. Then softly she said, "You shouldn't drive this late." Daniel smiled. "Yeah, I've heard that before. Don't worry, I know this road." Her voice was quiet but clear. "You didn't last time." He glanced at her. "What?" She was looking straight ahead, face pale in the dashboard light. "You didn't make it home. Not last time." Daniel's hands tightened on the steering wheel. "I think you've got me confused with someone else." She said nothing more. The rain thinned to a drizzle as they neared the bridge. It arched over a wide black river, an old metal structure with rusted railings and no lights. "Is this where you live?" Daniel asked. She nodded slowly. "You can stop here." He frowned. "Here? There's nothing around." When he turned to look at her, the seat was empty. His jacket lay folded neatly where she'd been sitting. The passenger door was still locked. A chill ran down his spine. He stepped out of the car, calling into the mist. "Hello?" The bridge stretched ahead, silent except for the low hum of the river below. He walked to the railing and looked down. The beam of his headlights reached only halfway across the water, but he saw something glinting beneath the surface. Metal warped and rusted, half swallowed by weeds. A car. Half submerged. By morning, he was sitting in a police station, pale and shaking, trying to explain what he'd seen. The officer listened without expression, then stood and opened a filing cabinet. He returned with an old photo clipped to a report. The woman in the photo was exactly as Daniel remembered her, same dark hair, same pale dress, same haunted eyes. Her name was Laura Benton. She died on that bridge 10 years ago, lost control in the rain, car swept off the road and into the river. They'd never recovered her body. Daniel's mouth went dry. "I picked her up. She was real." The officer's eyes softened. "You wouldn't be the first to say that." Daniel didn't sleep that night. Every time he closed his eyes, he saw her reflection in the windshield, raindrops gliding down her ghostly face, her lips forming the same words again and again, "You didn't last time." He told himself it was exhaustion, a hallucination brought on by darkness and rain. But when dawn came, he drove back to the bridge. Mist hung low over the river. The morning sun bled weakly through the fog. And there on the railing where she'd vanished, was his jacket, dry, perfectly folded. He picked it up with shaking hands. Inside the pocket was a photograph. It showed him in his car, smiling at the wheel. And in the passenger seat, just visible in the reflection of the window, her. Smiling back. The police say the bridge is cursed, that people still see her on stormy nights, barefoot, waving for help. Some drivers stop. Some don't. And every few years, someone disappears on that same stretch of road. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Some passengers are strangers. Others are pieces of the past, waiting for you to come back and finish the drive you never completed.